USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration wants to open at least 10 emergency facilities for migrant children as thousands of illegal unaccompanied minors surge across the border. In Texas, El Paso Sector Chief Patrol Agent Gina Chavez says they have their hands full.
These are unaccompanied children that are showing up at our border, and every day our Border Patrol agents are out there with compassion and just taking care of these children.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. President Biden seems to be trying to move ahead with his promise to forgive student loans. Biden reportedly asking his education secretary to prepare a memo on his authority to cancel up to $50,000 in debt. On the campaign trail, he put the amount at $10,000, but is facing mounting pressure from progressives to wipe out more. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The Major League Baseball season is underway. The Dodgers open defense of their World Series title with an 8-5 loss to the Rockies. The defending AL champion Tampa Bay Rays blanked the Marlins 1-0. A state is taking action against big tech.
The Texas Senate has passed a bill forbidding social media companies with at least 100 million users from blocking, banning, demonetizing, or discriminating against any of their users due to political views. Senate Bill 12 was sponsored by Republican State Senator Brian Hughes.
We all have to acknowledge these social media companies are the new town square, and a small group of people in San Francisco can't dictate free speech for the rest of us. It needs to be an open exchange of ideas.
The bill would apply to Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and other platforms. It would require companies to, among other things, create an appeals process. The bill now moves on to the State House. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Jurors in the Derek Chauvin murder trial are due back in court on Friday. Thursday was an emotional day of testimony.
Once again, there was emotional testimony at the murder trial of Derek Chauvin, the former police officer who's charged in the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis last year. Floyd's former girlfriend, Courtney Ross, took the stand. She became emotional when she recalled how she met him in 2017. She said she was going through a very hard time when Floyd came up to her.
We've been through so much, my sons and I. This kind person just to come up to me and say, "Can I pray with you?"
She spoke about his character during their relationship and about his drug addiction.
Floyd and I both suffered with an opioid addiction.
She told the court that Floyd had been hospitalized for 5 days in March of 2020 due to an overdose of opioids. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Today is Good Friday, which commemorates the execution of Jesus by crucifixion. The death and later resurrection of Jesus Christ are the most important events in Christianity. Today is a day of mourning in the church, and special Good Friday services focus on Jesus' suffering and death on the cross. In the United States, stock markets are closed today, but Postal Service and most retail stores and restaurants remain open. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.